The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents the Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks take a 6-0-1 home ice streak into their game tonight against the Ottawa Senators at SAP Center, and they look to continue building on that advantage that they're gaining on the opponents coming into Northern California. It's November 22nd, and the San Jose Sharks are very much alive in the playoff discussion in the Western Conference. That's certainly one of the goals for the year, to always be in contention and to stay within the pack. Right now, there are six teams within 2 points of each other battling for a wild card spot, and the Sharks currently are only 1 point behind the Winnipeg Jets for the final wild card position in the Western Conference. They're also only 1 point behind the Ottawa Senators, who hold the second wild card position in the East. Ottawa also tied in the points for third in the Atlantic Division with the Tampa Bay Lightning. All through this season, the Sharks, after a slow start in the standings, have been building a better home ice advantage. William Eklund believes that it's developing and it's going to get better.
Yeah, I know. Like you said, we're just trying to have that home ice advantage. I think that's a good thing to have, and I feel like I'm pretty confident in our old building, and that's where we're going to keep going.
Head coach Ryan Warshawski knows all about the reputation of SAP Center when it's packed and it is rocking.
What I have heard is teams would just try to get through the first 10 minutes of the game. It was that loud, and the energy in the building was that intense that you felt like you were under siege. So, of course, we want to bring that back. I think the fans want to bring that back just as much as we do. So we're working together to get there. Again, it's not going to happen overnight, but that's what I've heard from around the league, from coaches to players. I'd love to feel that.
But now the head coach of the Sharks says that the home ice advantage that San Jose is enjoying right now is continuing to get built.
Well, we build it. We build this program and this foundation of you know, what winning looks like and what winning feels like, and by putting the effort and the work ethic into it. And I think everyone appreciates a team that works extremely hard and gives everything they have, and everyone can see that. Whether you've been a fan for 25 years or it's your first game at the tank, most people can see what hard work looks like. So I think that's the identity that we want to bring in a team that suffocates the opponent. And I think that could be a total effort between the fans and our players, really.
When it comes to stepping on the ice at SAP Center, Philip Kurashev likes what he sees.
Yeah, 100%. Especially after the start of the year, it wasn't, that good at home, but now we're definitely feeling great at home, it's a huge part of, if you want to be a good team, you have to have hard to rink to play in, and it's been good lately, and now we got to get feet off of it and keep it going.
In the last game against the Kings, Kurashev scored an absolutely beautiful goal to put the Sharks in control.
Macklin down the right, dumps in from the blue line, inside the LA zone, in the left wing corner. Kurashev works hard for the puck, chips at it, checked by Trevor Moore. Puck skips free. Again, Kurashev poking at the play. Now it's Will Smith who couldn't get it. He gets it back in front. Here is Kurashev, shoots, score! Great forechecking by the Sharks, and what a play by Philip Kurashev. For a second, you thought he held onto it too long, and then he made the extra stick-handling move to create space, and he snaps it through Forsberg to put the Sharks in front again by the score of 3-2.
Not a lot of players would have the confidence to hang in there for an extra second to make a decision as to what to do. Kurashev let us in on his thought process on that goal.
No, I think it's just kind of play off of your instincts almost, actually looking to pass, and then saw he was like challenging me so much, so thought I could like wait him out and slide it in. So that's kind of just all off instinct.
Meanwhile, in the shootout, the conditions were different, but Kurashev came through big time with a game-deciding tally against the Kings.
Well, now we're down to the shootout. The Sharks and the Los Angeles Kings in shootout situation. This will be the second shootout game for the Sharks this year, both here at the Tank. They lost 3-2 at the hands of the Red Wings in a four-round shootout on November the 2nd. Now they change the goalie ends, and the Sharks will shoot first. Philip Kurashev will start. He moves in from center. He stick handles. He deeks. He shoots. He scores. Great shot. Ripped the wrist shot of forehand up top.
Ho, ho, ho. No question about it. I love how he comes in on an angle. Shows the puck from the hash mark. Lets the goaltender make his decision. Forsberg goes down and he roofs it over the glove.
With time to think about taking the shot there, and no one defending against him except the goaltender, Kurashev told us about his thought process on this one.
No, just try to go in and you know, hit my spot, and thankfully I did. And I think that's all. You obviously you prepare for it and your practices, then you look at what the goalies do and stuff, but. Yeah, you got to do and hit your spot.
Getting off to a good start is going to be very important tonight against the Senators, and the Sharks definitely did that against the Kings.
Edmondson knocks one down at the Sharks' blue line and backhands in deep, and there's Askarov taking a stroll, stopping it behind his net, whipping it around the boards, but it's off the stick of Kraft. He did poke it out to center. 3-on-2 developing for the Sharks. It's Dellandrea now in, and the score! Gaudette gets the drop pass from Dellandrea and beats Forsberg. The San Jose Sharks, 2 minutes and 33 seconds into the first period, have taken the 1-0 lead. What a shot by Gaudette, his fifth goal of the season.
What's really great to see is that each Sharks player seems to be very happy for every teammate that has success. Philip Kurashev talked about that being very important for the culture of the team.
Yeah, 100%. I think we're all just really like to play with each other and to play for each other, and it's so fun coming to the rink every day. Everyone's so good, positive energy, and we all feed off each other, and we all want each other to do well. Of course, we one team, and I think that shows on the ice as well. If you're happy for someone else, you know, sometimes you get rewarded as well.
William Eklund says that Ty Dellandrea's line has provided a lot of value to the team this year, and everybody is really happy for them.
That's a lot. You need like depth scoring, I feel like, and you know, we need it every night too. Not every night, you know, we're not gonna score from Mac or Will or stuff like that. But, you know, we need other guys to step up, and I feel like they've done it.
The other part about it is that the Sharks have an expectation to win, and that's a big step, according to Ryan Warsofsky.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit this morning of the expectation to win every night, and that's our belief. You know, I think great teams, whether they have their A game or their C game, they know they're going to win the hockey game. They have belief, and I think a lot of our guys, myself included, have been on teams and have felt that, and it takes time. It takes building the confidence, building your identity, you know, everyone pulling the rope the right way to get to that. And we're starting to see that here a little bit. So you saw it, you could just feel it in practice that, you know, we go in this weekend, we expect to win. Next day expectation and to keep getting better individually and collectively.
For tonight's game against the Ottawa Senators, Alex Nedeljkovic is expected to get the start in goal and one change on defense. Nick Leddy continues to be out, but Sam Dickinson will take the night off and watch from the press box while Shakir Mukhamadurin gets back in on D. As for the development of Dickinson, the Sharks head coach said the following.
I thought he did some good things and some things that we got to continue to work on. It was a fast, heavy physical game, which probably got him on his heels a little bit, which is to be expected. We're putting a lot on this kid against one of the, you know, better teams that we've seen this year as far as forecheck and speed and physicality around the net. So think things we got to work on with him, but he's going to get it, and it just takes time to feel that and understand that, and but we'll manage it the best we can this weekend.
For tonight's game against the Senators, Brady Tkachuk is out for Ottawa, but Thomas Chabot, a very talented offensive defenseman, is expected to return after missing the last three games with an upper body injury. Linus Ullmark is expected to start in goal for the Sens. And there will certainly be some attention on Fabian Zetterlund, who faces the Sharks for the first time since his March the 7th trade to Ottawa. That adds another twist to this game between teams that only face each other twice a year. Don't forget, it's an earlier broadcast time on the Sharks Audio Network today. Scott Hannon is with me starting at 3:30 Pacific time. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.